Good morning, George Watkins here on this Thursday morning. What a joy to be alive in this age, in this season of the journey we're on through this time and space that God has given us privilege to be in. The ramifications and this expanse of why God put us on this earth is unfolding and being revealed to us. And when we get a little bit more insight, we just can't imagine how great our privilege is to be here on earth. Now, that sounds pretty deep for Thursday morning, I'm telling you. But I just get a glimpse every once in a while of something bigger than just slugging it out, working hard, and then retiring, and then stepping into glory. God sent us to this earth for a purpose. It's redemption time. He redeemed his people back to himself. He originally set Adam in the garden, in Eden. Eden being the expanse of his backyard, but he made a garden for Adam and Eve to be in. And in that garden, he told them to do all this dominion and conquering and multiplying. Well, we are still in that garden. And we are still able to walk with God. Only this, in this understanding, we have been redeemed back to the Father through Jesus Christ. And because of that, we have now a greater privilege, a greater ability, because we have been engrafted into him. Well, I just kind of jumped quickly into some of my thoughts today. I'm talking about focus, the power of focus. By the way, if you're new to our broadcast, welcome. I'm George Watkins, and we are on every morning and Sunday night at 6. Join us if you can. And we always appreciate a comment, subscribing if you'd like to on YouTube. That's a help. And friend me and thumbs up on you on Facebook and so forth. What happens when we lose our focus is that we flounder. Now take a couple of snapshots. One of Peter. He's in the boat. The storm is raging. Jesus is walking by like he's going to the store. And they see him. They think it's a ghost because he's supposed to be on the land, miles away. And Peter says, "Jesus, is that you out there?" And Jesus says, "Peter, come here. Come on, get over here." Now, here's the key. As long as Peter was focused on Jesus, he walked on the water. When he focused on the storm again, he sank below the waves. The power of focus, keeping our eyes on Jesus, is the key ingredient in anything we do. Now, the scripture talks about faith. Faith is a focus point. Faith is a eye on Jesus point. We can't do anything without faith. Scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God. Now, here we are. We're in the boat, storm's blowing, and we're coming to God by faith, just like Jesus, just like Peter did with Jesus. Focus on God is faith in God. And as our faith is active, our focus is active. Now, take a snapshot of David and Goliath. Great example of focus. He he comes to the battlefront as the youngest son, not thought much of. He's just tending those few sheep, one of his brothers said. Oh, he's just tending a few sheep, not really worth much. Well, he got involved with the thing because he was, somebody told the king he was he was wanting to kill the giant. And so the king loaded him down with armor, and that didn't work. David took it off. He picked up his 5 stones, prepared himself. 5 stones, 4 more giants. He was going to kill them all. Now, the Bible says that he ran toward the enemy, toward Goliath. That's focus. He focused himself on what he was going to do. Didn't fool around and take a sidetrack, so forth. How many people you know, and maybe in some of your own case, where you were going to study a certain subject and yet you took a vacation and never got back to it. I've done it often where I will be in a mode of repetitive action and I take a short break and then I recognize, wow, it's been weeks. That break was longer than I planned. Why? Because I lost my focus and I had to refocus and reestablish that rhythm again. There's something important about staying in rhythm. That's why I'm on every morning. If I didn't have a rhythm, it would be twice as difficult to get back on this in the saddle, get back in the mode, you know, get back in the rhythm. And so when I began these broadcasts nearly 4 years ago now, I decided to do it every morning so that, number one, I could stay in the rhythm and the not the habit so much. That sounds like it's just mechanical, but it's a rhythm and it's a heart, like a heartbeat. And also, I'm doing it so there'll be an opportunity for you all to have a point of contact with me on a regular basis. Some of you tune in every day. That's just amazing. I am so amazed when I hear that and blessed. And some tune in once a week, some 2 or 3 times a week. And every once in a while, I'll hear somebody tunes in, they leave their name, and it's somebody that I haven't heard of or heard about or seen for a long time. I say, wow, thank you, Jesus. Okay, Peter. Peter's gets out of the boat, and he focuses on Jesus. David picks up the stone, and he focuses on the problem, on the giant. Jesus went to the cross and focused on the joy. He focused on the joy. Pardon my voice today. It's early. It's an early voice. When I was in my teenage years, maybe just a little after that, I went to the dentist to have my teeth examined. And we came out of a family that we didn't go to the doctors much, and in some cases didn't go to the dentist. Some of it was financial, I suppose, and others it just was the culture we were in. Well, I ended up with 17 cavities. Whoa, I wonder I have any teeth left. So they begin to give me Novocaine, and it wiped me out. It wasn't good for me. I just discovered the Novocaine was worse than the pain. So I hold on to your seat now. I opt out to not take the Novocaine, but endure the pain. And I can remember sitting in that chair and focusing on Hawaii. I'd never been there yet, but I could just imagine sitting on the beach, enjoying the sun, going swimming. And as the pain came, I focused on something else. A few years later, we had our first child, and Arliss was going to do the Lamaze situation where they have them natural. And they teach you to focus on something beside the pain. Bingo. I'd already done that and hadn't had a baby. So this whole focus thing is pretty important. Jesus focused on the joy. What can we focus on today? We can focus on the love of God. That's the first thing, because he loves us first. And God so loved the world, he gave, so we're able to focus on that love. Now, that love will never, never change. It'll never change. The magnitude of that love will never diminish. It's always coming at us. It's always fresh and wonderful. So we focus on love. We focus on the call that God's put in our life, the destiny. We focus on the prophecy. We focus on the duty we have in life. A father, a mother, a teenager. You know, if you have a duty as a teenager. Scripture says if you honor your father and mother, you'll have a long life. So if you want to live long and be a senior someday, love your mother and father, honor them. You see, that's a focus. And at certain times in our life, we focus on education. We study to show ourselves approved. Paul said to Timothy, study, 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 and you'll be approved. So I told you a couple of days ago, the reason I'm not a concert pianist, or I can play the piano, because I didn't like to practice. I didn't want to focus. I wanted to go play baseball. I wanted to get out and play with the boys. I didn't practice, so I can't play the piano. Focus. What is God calling you to focus on today? The power of focus will change your destiny, your outcome, and your target. If you'll focus on the prophecies, if you'll focus on the scriptures God illuminates to you, if you'll focus on your desire and passion that he put in your spirit, if you'll focus on your family that needs your attention, or your husband that needs that attention and love, or your wife that needs that care and tenderness, if you'll focus on it, the outcome will be amazing. It'll be different. It'll change. Amen. The power of focus. Wow. What possibilities we have when we find some little secrets that God drops in our spirit and reveals to us that can change the outcome of our day and our week and our entire journey. Amen. One day, in 1950, little George Watkins focused on Jesus and said, yes, come into my heart. Changed my life. Now, that's kind of a big swath to say, but for me, that was the major time, the major focus for me. Since that time, I've refocused. There's times I drifted away, I refocused. Your attention. I had to be a teenager, and teenagers, that's a stormy season for some. And we have to refocus on what God has in our life. I love you guys. I thank you every day. I thank God every day for our journey together and the bond that we have. When you contact me, I know you're there. Send a little note. Put your name out on the Facebook little thing there, you know, on the bottom, where you can say hello. When you do, I know you're there, and I love to pray for you, and I love to rejoice with your journey. Praise God. If you haven't signed up yet or subscribed, rather, on YouTube, or friend me and like me on Facebook, do so. Also, God's nudging you to send a gift for a support, We receive it in Jesus' name, PayPal or the address below. And we just love what God is doing in this time together. Don't forget, our podcast is going around the world. Not real large yet, but it's just exciting to see some of the nations that the podcast is going into. Until tomorrow morning, Friday is coming. Till tomorrow morning, we'll see you then. Until then, keep your eye on the focus. God bless.